I came to see you. I want you to work a spell for me. I can pay, I repeated myself. Here, in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, standing before Savannah's busiest root doctor, I felt my cheeks heat with embarrassment. I couldn't look the woman in her eyes. Instead, my focus fell to the grimy ground near her feet. There's a boy, I began.
Of course they a boy, she said. They always a boy when a girl your age come to Gilo. I seen him. That pretty young man your sister been leading around by the nose lately. You in love with him, ain't you? You want mother to help you steal him from your sister. You want mother to work you a love spell, she said,
stretching the word love out until it was something dirty.
Little miss got an itch. She needs scratched. Well, Gilo loved her sister, too. Gilo loved her more than anything in the whole wide world. And this crossroad where we standin', this here where Gilo done buried her. Gilo cut her and buried her right here, right beneath your pretty little feet. Gilo buried her while she's still breathing, so that her blood and spirit would spill into the ground. That's why this crossroad and the power in it belong to Gilo.
I can't do this. I can't be here, I said, my head starting to spin. My stomach lurched at the thought of being near this woman for even a moment longer.
People like us, we gotta make a wound to draw from. If you ain't willing to sacrifice, you ain't never gonna know the power. Gilo get this much mojo from her sister. Imagine what you could do with your Maisie in the ground beneath your feet.
She stopped and leered at me, licking the spittle from around her lips.
My sister, she about dry now, but that Maisie, you could draw off her forever.
I'm